Hello, BSP. It's a little bit late here because we had some computer questions that needed to be answered and things that needed to be fixed. And I got to make my fucking coffee, man. And I'm like not even dressed. New Ebola patient flew day before diagnosis. New Ebola patient flew day before diagnosis. All right. As you know, we are an Ebola-free fucking show, man. We are not doing any goddamn Ebola news because I'm so sick and tired of that. I mean, I understand that it's important, but that's not what we're about here. So, fuck all of that. $25,000. Some dude in the NFL, Vontaze Burfict, has been fined $25,000 for twisting the ankles of Cam Newton and Greg Olsen. There, you can see him grab the ankle and twist it. What a fucking lowlife motherfucker. Man. 25 grand? That's all? You ought to throw him out of the fucking league. Although, I guess it's done. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know anything about it, Phil. I just need to get my voice warmed up. And who is the blonde?
Who, you mean the blonde? The blonde on ESPN?
Yes, you have very weird taste in women, don't you?
It's just, never mind about my taste in women. What a disgusting fucking woman you are. And,
Well, I'm not even going to ask you the question because I know the obvious answer is yes. But when did I become an object of your passion? What a child.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about me, man. I'm just feeling kind of weird. All right, so good morning and welcome to our program. Let's get some news on this motherfucker before we all... Now, today is a record day for the TV show that I'm currently involved in. Now, you see, they made an announcement. I want to let all you guys know. They made an announcement at the table read we had for the show, what I'm currently on. Don't tweet anything about the show. Don't make any announcements about the show. You know who I ought to check on. And so I haven't, but I have told you guys that it's a Bill Burr show, and it is an animated show, okay, and it's called, it was called American Family. Let me see something here. I'm probably going to get in all kinds of fucking trouble for, but I just want to see if there's any new news on this here thing, you know. Bill does a lot of, I'll say one thing for you, Bill, you do a lot of retweeting there, dude. Who is this a picture of you with? You are. See, I look at other people's tweets and I get ideas on how to tweet. I don't know how to tweet. I don't know the first motherfucking thing about tweeting. I don't know what I don't know how to do it. I just say shit, and most of the time I don't think it's all that very fucking interesting. I don't know what the fuck to say. I try to be cute. I think I'll stop trying to be cute and I'll just start being, you know, ugly. Instead of cute, I'll be uncute. I'll be you know, irritating looking or sounding, or maybe I already am, which is, you know, that's fine too. So I was told, and we were all told at the table read, don't tweet, don't say shit. And I have not seen. I don't see anything on his timeline. So I don't really know, man. You know what, when, how, or where. So I gotta keep my mouth shut. But you guys got more than anybody. You sure as shit got more than the fucking people that are, listening just to the show and are not BSP subscribers. As you know, we now have a Saturday show, and on the Saturday show that we have commenced the life of Phil Hendry, and I left off last Saturday. I left off last Saturday at the big pivotal events in the first 6 years of my life. One of them was the dream that I had as a kid of coming home to an empty house. Another was a dream about the tickling man. I think they were the big events of my early life. And then, so we're going to commence with those and move on into school years. And, you know, like that there. Duncan not immediately isolated. Nurses' gear left necks exposed. Hazardous waste piled up. Nurses didn't get training. Nurses feel unsupported. Some supervisors said that even the N95 masks were not necessary. The gowns they were given still exposed their necks, the parts closest to their face and mouth. They also left exposed the majority of their heads and their scrubs from the knee down. Initially, they were not even given surgical booties, nor were they advised the number of pairs of gloves to wear. Well, with all of those problems, how many people have tested positive? One? Two? Nurses Union Blast, Texas Hospital, Voice of... So, what you know, if that is the case, if this was the problem with the fucking Ebola, that they were exposed to all of this nonsense, then why in the name of everything holy? Okay. They were told to use medical tape and had to use 4 to 5 pieces of medical tape wound around their necks that is not impermeable and has permeable seams. The nurses have expressed a lot of concerns about how difficult it is to remove the tape from their necks and are uncertain if it is being done safely. Hospital managers have assured nurses the proper equipment has been ordered, but it has not yet arrived. Nurses Union Black, they're going to have to get their fucking shit together on this Ebola thing, man. If they want to stop it, they got to get the right fucking equipment and the right gear, and let's get our fucking acts together. Diarrhea and vomiting, which produces a lot of contagious fluids. He had copious amounts of diarrhea and vomiting, which produces contagious fluids. They had to interact with Mr. Duncan. Hospital officials allowed nurses who interacted with him to then continue normal patient care duties, taking care of other patients, even though they had not had the proper personal protective equipment while providing care for Mr. Duncan. That was later recommended by the CDC. Jesus Christ. What a way to fucking die, huh? Jesus Christ, what a fucking horrible, horrible. Guidelines have now been changed several times. It's not clear what version Nina Pham had available. The hospital later said that the guidelines had changed and that the nurses needed to adhere to them. What has caused confusion is that the guidelines were constantly changing. It was later asked which guidelines should be followed. Well, the guidelines are going to change, sports fans, because we don't fucking know what's going on here. This is a disease that pretty much was... you know, located in Africa and in areas of the world that are far afield of America. We didn't have the fucking disease here. Now they've got a goddamn motherfucking epidemic in fucking Africa. They better get down there and set fire to everything, man. Move all the Ebola patients out, sit them in a fucking hospital, then take everything that they've touched and set fire to the motherfucker. That's my recommendation. That's what I would do were I the Surgeon General. You want the, yeah, so move, let's isolate all the patients, and I don't mean quarantine, I mean isolate.
All right, fuck it. Let's take a look and see what the fuck is going on here.
Pardon me for yawning, guys. So anyway, today is a record day for the show, so we're going to have another short show. I apologize, but I got to get into L.A., and it's a long motherfucking drive sometimes.
Why don't you move closer to L.A.?
Sure, easier motherfucking said than done, okay? I move closer to L.A., then I gotta commute back to the studio. That means I gotta move the fucking studio closer to L.A. That is a, shall we say, a logistical problem that I don't want to deal with just now. Thank you. God damn, that's lousy. Where's the sugar in that shit, bud? Oh, where's Bud? Oh, I'm Bud. Nothing sadder in my world. News. News and views. Michelle Obama viral... what? Turnip video. Okay, I'm down with that, man. Yeah, whatever, it's just one more reason for people to fucking, you know, make fun of her and piss all over the woman. Because all these fuckers are... the hell is that, man? Rush Limbaugh says Obama is letting Ebola into America as payback for slavery. Is he kidding? That can't be true. See, a lot of what you do in radio is a, what would you call it? Improvisational, and it's off the cuff. And, you know, you gotta sort of play the cards you dealt yourself. If you say it, you gotta back it up. And if that's the case, you know, then...
It's hard to get. Obama's telling us that. The CDC guy's telling us that it's hard to get. They're telling us we've got nothing to worry about. In fact, I don't know if you were listening on Friday, but we had this author.
What happened to his voice?
I can't remember his name now, and I wish I could. David Jesus. Something or other. And he actually said, in his own politically correct way, that we bear the responsibility for these people in Africa getting this disease, and we can't turn our backs on them because of that. He said the only reason they are there is because of American slavery. Liberia came to exist because of American slavery.
Listen,
and
Bill,
since they fled this country to escape the bonds of slavery, and they set up Liberia.
What is wrong with
this
throat, man?
If it hadn't been for us, they wouldn't now be suffering from this virus. And so we can't turn our backs on them. We are culpable. In his way of thinking, if it hadn't been for us, if it hadn't been for slavery, there might not be Ebola. Now, he didn't say it in those words, but it's inescapable, that conclusion. My point to you, Cliff.
What the fuck?
And I know that there are going to be some people smirk at this. David Quammen was the guy's name, and he's a well-known Ebola expert and has written books about it. And I'm telling you, there are oddballs. There are people in this country. Do not doubt me on this, folks.
Rush, you're one of them.
There are
buddy.
People in this country who believe what this guy said, that this is ultimately traced back to us because of our slavery. And these poor people had to leave this country because it was so horrible here because of slavery. And they established Liberia. Sierra Leone, by the way, was established by British African Americans who fled slavery there. And if it hadn't been for that,
British
they probably wouldn't have. So there's some people who think we kind of deserve a little bit of this. Make no mistake,
maybe,
that is
maybe there are, but
leftist
that's not the
political
overall.
Correct
that's,
thinking.
That's not the overall
There are people
thinking.
In this country who believe what this guy said, that this is ultimately traced back to us because of our slavery, and these poor people had to leave this country because it was so horrible here because of slavery, and they established that the city it isn't. They say it's
oh, God. Oh, when is it going to end? When is there anybody with any brains left? So maybe there are some weirdos that believe that. And there's weirdos that believe, Rush, that, you know, the things you say and some of the shit you say is pretty out there, okay? Yeah, there's weirdos that believe that, African Americans went to Liberia, established this, this thing, this country called Liberia. Sierra Leone was established by British African or African, Anglo-Africans, which I believe is the correct term, the Anglo-Africans, or African-British. How to stay safe while treating Ebola. I don't even know if I want to go there, man, with this motherfucker. This guy is fucked up in the goddamn head. So let's check out what Rush Lumba says there. So we'll print that. Oh, you know what? Okay, we got paper good. What? This game Gamergate is fucking ridiculous. The answer to the problem is to get rid of anonymity. Gamergate, I'll explain it to you guys.
What is this Gamergate? What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's some fucking bullshit. A bunch of gamers. Stupid motherfuckers. They could not prevent attendees from bringing concealed weapons to the event under Utah law. Could very well have been the fact that... There's one way to stop Gamergate. Gamergate is a bunch of gamers who are upset with some really chicken shit and meaningless political moves. They're upset with internal... Within the gaming world, there have been criticisms and there have been... There have been different journalistic standards that they think have been violated. Gamers are upset with some shit. Let's put it that way. There's nothing fucking important in the gaming world per se that is that these people are angry at, but they're angry. It's the world of gamers in their twisted, stupid little world. This is what's going on with some of them. And so they're pissed off and they're threatening violence because their little fucking world, you understand, their little autistic fucking world is threatened. So now they threaten fucking violence, okay? And they're sending out all these threats, and they're doing what gamers do. They're doing what people online do. They go out and they spread mayhem anonymously. The big thing about Gamergate and any online threats is the anonymity is what protects these people. Get rid of anonymity, and this shit ends, man. Why people are assured of anonymity while they issue physical threats of physical violence, I don't know. I don't know where they fucking get the, you know, where they have the right to say whatever they fucking want and not even identify who they are. Now, I know, for instance, that we have in the history of criminal enforcement in this country, there are tipsters, there are informants. We understand that in attempting to solve a crime that is committed. But when someone is just out there in the world posting statements online, on message boards, on Twitter, on Facebook, saying whatever they want, true or not, real or not, mentally diseased or not, and they are also added the extra protection of anonymity where no one knows who they really are, they're going to do and say any fucking thing they want, man. And here you have the situation with Gamergate where you have a lot of fucking... and not everybody that is a gamer is this way, but, you know, there are a lot of really fucked up people in the gaming world because that's all they have. They come home and they are in the only world that makes them happy, the only thing they can control. These are people that have really, really deficient relating skills, man. They just don't make it in the world. Are they autistic? I don't fucking know. Are they psychopathic? I don't fucking know. Are they mentally retarded? I don't fucking know. But there's a really diminished ability that we're finding out millions upon millions upon millions of people have in dealing with this world of ours, that they are suddenly empowered, that they are, you know, empowered to overcome when they're online. And so the next thing you know, these people are online and they are creating this world. They're getting really pissed off and really involved in the intricacies of all this bullshit.
You know, you're talking stuff. If I had one of those gamers, I'd kick him in the nuts.
It wouldn't do anything, General. Kick him in the nuts. Royals on a historic path, man. Did you see the game last night? I did. They're America's team, remember? Come on, Giants! Ah, fuck it. Every team that I want to win, man, they never win. They never win. One fucking time I root for the goddamn San Francisco Giants, and what happens, man? They'll probably fucking lose. Come on, Giants. Beat them fucking Royals, man. We don't want to fucking... I'm sorry. Nothing against the Midwest. Love all you guys. Love you and need you. But I'm very, very... I'm very provincial. Just call me old-fashioned when it comes to my sports teams. I'm very regional. West Coast all the way. West Coast all the way, baby. Huh? You know. That's how I feel about it. Nightcrawler. Now, what is this? Oh, Nightcrawler is these guys that are chasing people around to see what the... Is this Jake Gyllenhaal? One of the year's best films? Looks really fun, man. It's action, it's drama, it's this, it's that, it's all kinds of... I gotta see this thing, man. Nightcrawler. So, Michelle Obama, Rush Limbaugh.
Hard to get Obama's...
I'm telling you, Rush Limbaugh does not sound good, man.
Telling us that the CDC, they say it isn't. They say it's hard to get Obama's... Telling us that...
Come on, bitch.
The CDC guys, Obama's telling us that the CDC...
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get our shit together here. So again, it'll be a short show again today because we have we got to go out and do we've got to go out, you see, and we have to do our thing. Got to go out and do the show. Go out and do our animated work today. So there will be. There is that then, you see. Ready to go here, guys? Here we go. Good morning and welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. It is our earnest and fervent desire to present to you on our program this morning the very best in entertainment that we possibly can, audio entertainment that we possibly can. To that end, I have marshaled all the forces at my disposal. Bud Dickman.
Good morning.
Margaret.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
General Shaw.
Yes, I want to know about this Gamergate.
We'll talk about Gamergate. And Robert.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Yeah, well, he said, but yeah.
I know how to say good morning, man.
Take it easy, because we are going to begin the program. And as I mentioned earlier, and we'll continue to mention throughout, we are doing a bit of a short show because we have a animation project to involve ourselves with, to attend to today. In other words, we have other work, other places, other things, all right? We'll be right with you here as we kick things off with In This Moment.